Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. This week, we learn about the LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program, REAP, and the impact it's having in several of the nation's primary schools. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more.
We just successfully completed the first pilot year of the project in 50 schools across 14 parishes. And the project was well received by in excess of 40,000 students, both directly and indirectly. We gave them literature, we gave them school signs, we gave t-shirts, we gave environmental tips, as I mentioned, posters and brochures about the environment and the care thereof.
Lead singer of Jamaica-based reggae band Roots Underground and project director of REAP, Stephen Newland. The Roots Underground singer says the band decided to launch REAP after seeing the efforts which go into preserving the environment in countries abroad.
We cleaned up 5,000 plastic bottles in excess of in 10 months. We planted 3,000 trees. We engaged 40,000 children, you know, and that was only across 50 schools. So imagine if we're doing it in 2,000 schools, what we can do.
Himself a farmer and environmentalist, Newland says the greatest aspect of the program is teaching children how easy it is to play a part in preserving the environment. And with the level of excitement already shown by schools, the Roots Underground frontman expects to see REAP getting bigger and better in the years to come. With the help of title sponsors LASCO, the program was able to host a competition within primary schools, where students displayed their commitment to preserving the environment in various categories.
It was very important to us to push that message out there that our island needs to be preserved and the environment in which we live. Our sponsorship enabled the program to conduct many school visits, which enabled us to get the message out there.
Brand manager for LASCO, Nanda Dukaran. Categories included Best Vegetable Garden, Best Energy Conservation Practices, Best Anti-Litter Campaign, Best Care of Trees, and Most Unique Initiative. Monique Primary and Junior High in St. Anne earned the highest score in the competition, winning the LASCO REAP Trophy and 10 computers. Placing second and third were Highgate Primary and Junior High in St. Mary and Denhamtown Primary in Kingston. Both schools also received computers. Top students in the top five environmental clubs in the competition also won scholarships from the NCB Foundation. Head of Monique Primary and Junior High's Environmental Club and Grade 2 teacher Annette McDonald says her students truly came alive when participating in the activities.
And we launched what we call an Adopt-A-Tree program, where we went to different business places. They signed a contract that they would adopt a tree and that would nurture the tree, and we planted the tree on the premises.
Student conservation wardens also went from class to class, ensuring lights were turned off and that pipes were turned off when not in use. The school also launched an anti-litter initiative to ensure that students helped to keep their classrooms clean. The best performing classes received prizes.
We adopted an area in Maniga that was, I don't have a word to describe that area. So we cleaned up the area, put some tires there, and we asked the taxi men right there to donate some plants to put in the tires.
Miss McDonald says the school has lots more in store for next year's competition because they don't plan to relinquish their title without a fight. Grade 9 student and member of Monique's Environmental Club, Andre Porter, says he and his clubmates are extremely happy that his school came out on top.
And I like it. We put a lot of effort into it, and our members do their part, and we got you in God's name.
That's all we have for today's program. Thanks for staying with us. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Call us at 926-3590 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Until next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.